Ladies and gentlemen, we are finally back with you here on Homemaker Chic Podcast. If you are new around here, this is the podcast where we are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind. And even though we haven't been necessarily grinding for the last month, we have been tending to our homes as homemakers do. And we're so excited to be back for season 23.
Speak for yourself. I've been grinding.
It wasn't all a grind. We had Christmas.
Yeah. Right? That's a lot of work for a girl.
And then it's a lot of work.
And you get sick and then,
yeah.
Then you try to clean it all up. And then there's pine needles.
There are always pine needles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we hope that you had a wonderful Christmas. And normally we take about 2 weeks off between seasons. Over the holidays, we try to take a little bit longer. And I noticed last week that my inbox and my messages on Instagram started coming through. Are you and Angela still friends? You didn't have a falling out, did you?
I got like, are you still doing the podcast? I'm like, no, we just decided to just stop. Yeah, don't worry.
So we're glad to be back here with you. Look, we need inspiration. In fact, we're recording this on Friday. It'll air on Monday. Tomorrow, my parents have lovingly agreed to come and help me paint my living room because over the holidays, I thought, you know what? I haven't inspired myself lately. I haven't poured into the inspiration vats lately.
Okay.
And so I got out a stack of my old books that I've had for, 10 years and just poured through the pages and found this wonderful room that has nothing to do with a living room. But I just thought, that's it. That's the color I want to paint my living room. And so here we go. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. So, we need our inspiration cups filled. And so do our listeners. Like, they need to be reminded what you do matters. You're doing the right thing. And so we're here for you. We're here for all of us.
Yes. And thank you for giving us 4 weeks to fill our cup and sit and look at coffee table books and be with our families. And it was good.
Yeah, it was really, really good. And actually, we got the best podcast theme for this season from listener. She messaged me and I connected with her because I have one of her original pieces of art on my wall and I love it. And she said, I know what your season theme should be for season 23.
Oh, I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that. Oh, gosh.
And I read her plea, her argument, and I thought, you know what? I actually can't improve that at all. I thought it was perfect.
I think it's great.
Want to walk them through?
Yeah. Okay. We always need drumroll sound effect. The theme for season 23's Homemaker Chic podcast is Make It Sing.
Make it sing.
And yes. I kind of feel like this is... what's the one we did 4 years ago? Like, what's the one we did with the girl dancing on the street corner? I feel like it's along those lines.
Oh,
like, we're
my
gonna
gosh,
have a lot
Angela.
Of fun. What one was that? Rats.
Someone remind us, please. You guys remember
this?
It was, everyone else was like in wearing black and very somber and basic and looked
everyone
kind of sad.
Everyone had just started to take their masks off, but everyone was still really cranky.
And she was wearing red, standing on a street corner, just dancing.
Rocking
just
out with
feeling
her
it.
Earbuds. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I cannot remember that theme. I can't either.
It's like on the tip of my tongue, but it was a long time ago. I've been at this for quite a while. So I like this Make It Sing because we're going to talk about excellence and beauty and harmony in everything we touch in our homes and sort of elevating. I love the concept of elevating. The concept of elevating was first introduced to me. I remember Julian was like 4 months old and I had a friend who had a shop and a really upscale, beautiful shop. And she had an upscale, beautiful home, like nothing you've ever seen. In fact, she had two homes that she conjoined into one. I mean, this house was epic. And she was very me in her style. Like, her style was her own, but it sang to me, girlfriend. She was a, a Paris flea marketer and had antiques and just a really beautiful style, unlacquered brass faucets before anyone was doing unlacquered brass faucets, kind of a thing. And I remember she was having a sort of like an hors d'oeuvre event, and I was there, I don't know, to photograph it or something. I had something to do with this, I don't know. And she talked about a cookbook that she had written about elevating everything that you do. She's like, I don't care if it's a grilled cheese. Look at the plate and say, like, how can I just kick this, take it up a notch? And so I love that, really, that stuck with me. And I had, that fourth baby is the one that kind of puts you over the edge, where sometimes your creativity takes a backseat for a while because the fourth one's a doozy, but I'll never forget it. And so I love this idea of making it sing and taking what we do in our homes and just going, like, how can I put my stamp on it? I say that to my kids, all the time when I give them a task. Like, when I come to check on your task or when I see what you've done, you want to be the kind of person where I say, oh, Julian did that, with that tone, not, oh, Julian did that, and we can have that sort of vibe in our own homes. And that's not to, like, take away from how much work we do. We do a lot of hard work, and a lot of it's thankless and it can be mundane, but, like, all the more reason to put our own spin and our own touch on it and make it sing.
And what I love about this as well is that we have homemakers listening to this podcast from so many different walks of life. Some are empty nesters, some are just getting started, some are learning these skills for the very first time, some have been practicing them for the last 20 years. Some have a lot of kids, some have no kids, some live in a fantastic, beautiful mansion, and some of them live in rental apartments and they're just trying to find a way to make two ends meet. And we say this all the time, but there's no cookie cutter way to be a homemaker. And all of us are called to different situations. All of us find ourselves in different seasons of life. And look, we've been doing this podcast now for over 5 years. That means that even in the course of that time, our lives have changed. We went from having toddlers who we were potty training and still dealing with all that nap times and stuff to now both of our youngest are 8. This, I mean, that's pretty incredible. And so it kind of reminds me of that old homemaking quip, make it do, what is that? Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. Wherever you are with your homemaking, even if you have, two nickels to rub together and that's it. Okay, well, let's take that. Let's take your current situation and let's find ways that we can make it sing. Right? Even if it's something as simple and free as the way you plate your food.
Oh, yeah. I think there's always this idea that there's some sort of money attached to
Right.
creativity.
No.
Sure, money is attached to creativity. Yeah, it gets, the more you have, the more fun it is, maybe. I don't know. But it's not. That's definitely something, a muscle you can learn to
See, and
flex.
we're gonna have to do an entire episode on this because, we've both gone through our days of being poor, and I'll tell you what, I was the most creative when I had to be. When, in order to be able to just kind of get from point A to point B and say, I have $0, what do I do? But I gotta make this feel better than it does. I gotta make this sing, and I have $0.
So much so that when you and I personally text each other, we'll say, oh, I did an old Ange move today. I did an old Shay move today. Oh, that's so old Ange. Oh, that's so broke Shay.
That's absolutely what it is. So we're going to cover all kinds of contexts this season on that whole thing. Like, how do we make insert subject sing? Wardrobe, skincare, our homes, our attitudes, our health, food, you name it,
Relationships. Yeah, sure.
relationships. Yes, please. Before we kind of set the tone a little bit more and flesh this out, let's say thank you to season 23 sponsor, God bless them, Dry Farm Wines. Cue the wine music, please.
Please.
We are so happy to have Dry Farms as season 23 sponsor because we love their wines. These are incredibly sourced wines from all around the world. Dry Farms does a very good job of finding wineries that are growing their grapes. I don't even just want to say like in an artisanal way or a biodynamic way or an organic way. They really are craftsmen and they really are artists. And the great thing is you don't have to go and travel to Austria or to South Africa or to France or to Portugal or to Spain or to Italy to enjoy these wines. They import them for you, package them in a beautiful box, and deliver them right to your doorstep. That's what technology should be used for, in my opinion.
Good, beautiful things. What I want to do, like just really quick. So if you're brand new to the show, we've been working with Dry Farm for a long time. We've been drinking them for even longer. I want to just like unpack the name, Dry Farm Wines, because I know it's just kind of like it's easy to not even think about the names, but the name. But for those of you who really like to experience wine and you're choosing your wines particular to the region because of something you've heard or the notes that you've read come through in that particular bottle. Dry farming relies on natural rainfall instead of irrigation. So that's what the dry farm means. And obviously that approach, you know, is good for sustainability. But what it really does too, for those of you that really like you care about wine, is it gives a more authentic expression of the terroir of that wine. Because you're not
It's
in a
concentrated.
manipulated situation. Yeah, you've got what the land can actually give is coming through the grape. And I think that's super cool.
It is, and it does impact things because, if you're going to harvest, for example, if we're going to harvest our apricots or our apples, we won't water them before we do that because it will dilute the flavor in the fruit. And the same stands to reason for dry farms. So here's the great thing. Their customer service is incredible. You can visit their website at dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic. When you use that link, you'll get an extra bottle in your first order for just a penny. So that's a little bonus. And you can choose. And this is what I always encourage people to do. You don't need to go and buy 12 bottles. You can start with three or six or nine or go for 12. Give it a try. And if you're not sure, call the customer service and say, here's the types of wines I normally like. What do you have for me? And they'll help you curate a box completely custom to you. And it can be reds, it can be whites, it can be sparkling wines. So there's a lot of freedom there to really get it dialed in to a place that you really like it.
Yeah,
So
I love that. I
it
think
is.
that's
It's
so great.
good. Dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic is where you can go to shop these natural, biodynamic, and organic wines.
Sweet. And thank you to Dry Farm for sponsoring season 23. Make it sing. The glass
It
of Dry
really
Farm
is. It's
bubbly.
like, we have this little corner cabinet in our dining room. Our espresso machine is on top, and then underneath in a little cabinet, we keep our wines and our liquors. And I went through over Christmas break. I took everything out of it, scrubbed it all down. I painted it, reorganized everything, dusted everything, consolidated everything. And it felt so refreshed and so beautiful and so good. And to me, that's such a, if you're stocking your wine cabinet with something, an easy way to elevate it is to stock it with really good wines that you're excited to drink. We had a whole season here on the podcast of better, not more. We're not shooting back three bottles at dinner. That's not the kind of wine that this is. This is wine.
This
That's meant to be savored and enjoyed. And like the founder of Dry Farm said, Todd, when we've had him on before, he was like, it's really meant to tap into something, to elevate your meal, to elevate your wine drinking experience. So there's a lot of good stuff there. You can make your wine sing even with Dry Farms. Okay. A singing home.
A singing home. Me, 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 me.
My home sounds like a singing home because God bless my children. They are doing exactly what we've been trying to get them to do, which is play the piano. And the music never, ever, ever,
Stop.
ever stops.
How about when they go in and they're like, I
Ever.
wrote something, and it's just like the same chord, like
Oh my gosh.
Unchained melody type, like da na 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 over and over again with the sustain pedal.
And it's severe. There's nowhere in our home where you can escape the
No,
sound of the piano.
no.
There's you can't get far enough away from it. It's gotten so bad that like poor Owen, he'll get up there and he'll start going and everyone goes, "Stop." Just stop. He'll say, "I
Yes.
can play. I can play."
We've had that child before where everyone's like, oh no.
What I love is he's memorized his music, man. His fingers are just going. Like he's been in piano now for, I don't know, 5 or 5 years, 6 years, something like that. So he's getting along and he's playing beautifully. It's just a lot of it. So our house is singing. Let me just
Just a
say
lot.
that.
Well, I like this idea of making something sing, and you know, if you think about a symphony orchestra, like each instrument plays a vital role in creating harmony and creating something beautiful. And I think, you know, each task that we do or each idea that we have for our home, like, can come together and like create this beautiful symphony. This, you know, you've referenced it as like the aroma of the home.
Yes.
I love this idea of taking what we're doing every day, and it's not like to add, I just want to be really mindful of like not projecting this idea of adding more to your plate. Like, oh great, now I got to make it pretty too, 'cause like it's hard. There's a lot going on. But I do think we can sort of have still this thought or intention of going from just getting it done to making it sing. And I think with that, like coming to a task or to something in our home with that heart lifts some of the burden of what needs to get done. Because then it's a little bit of adventure. Then there's creativity involved. And then it's not the same as it was the last time. And it's not going to be the same the next time you do it, you know?
So last night we came home from our homeschool co-op, and Thursdays are always an exhausted day for
A
us.
big
We're at
one.
the end of the week. It's a huge day for us socially. Our co-op's 40 minutes away. So we get back and everyone's been in the car, nodding their head for 40 minutes. We usually arrive to some kind of a state in the kitchen, backpacks everywhere. So to say I'm not motivated to cook on Thursdays is obvious.
That's how I am with Wednesdays. There's something about Wednesdays. It's when, you know, like if I have a YouTube ad, it's when I try to get my work done for the channel for Friday. I have
Yeah.
a newsletter on Thursday. It's like Wednesdays are huge. And I always have this feeling like at two, like, oh boy,
And dinner too. You
dinners
want me to
and
make
dinner.
dinner too?
And during the winter when I'm really intense with a lot of my work schedule, I don't have the bailout of carry out up here because nothing is open during the week, literally. Like there's no pizza, there's no burgers, there's no easy cart as far as, you know, takeaway.
The problem with takeaway for a family your size is
Is
it's
it's
$250.
exactly.
So we came home yesterday and I thought, look, you're either going to find some chord of inspiration to pull from to make supper, or you could literally go spend $200 at the grocery store, buy yourself what if a new bunch of celery makes you want to make something and some roasted peanuts or something, by all means, just go get them, because that's still going to be way better than you doing takeout. Now, look, I love to eat out as much as the next person. That's not what I'm saying. But I realized, I gotta kind of pull myself up out of this. So I come home, I clean the kitchen, I put some Italian pop music on to really fan my flame a little bit. And then you know what I do? I invite my parents to supper because I thought if somebody's coming, that'll be make it a lot easier. We start
Mentally,
mentally.
right?
Yeah.
Yep. Isn't that crazy?
We
I
started a
even feel that way,
fire.
like now that Aiden's gone, when he's coming over, I'm like,
Yeah. It's yeah, it made like, okay, we're gonna do this. We made a really, really simple chicken. We got a beautiful fire going in the kitchen. We lit the candles, we put on the music, we poured the wine. I made a really simple arugula salad with roasted red peppers and some roasted tomatoes and a
Oh, I saw that
burrata, a ball
picture.
of burrata.
Oh, burrata. Oh,
Oh,
yeah. I should have
burrata.
started with that. You had me at burrata and arugula.
I
Ooh.
call my mom. I say, "You guys want to come?" She's like, "Great, I'll bring, whatever, lard fried French fries." I was like, "That sounds fantastic."
Woohoo.
And we sat around, all eight of us sat around our teeny little kitchen table, snug as we could get, with just plates full, and we laughed, and kids told jokes, and we sat around the table until 8:30, just talking and eating and hanging out. And I had the thought multiple times how sad it would have been to just have takeout. We would have missed this whole moment together. It was a really wonderful time.
That's
And
great.
to me,
You made
that's,
it sing.
we made it sing. And again, it's not like what you said. I don't just mean more effort. I just mean,
It's just
yes,
almost, it's
it
almost
also does
here.
take
It's
effort,
just,
and it is mental too. It's a lot of it is mental.
But carry out's effort. You had to pay for it. You had to work for it. You got to send the husband out to get it.
Yeah. We
It's
live so
there's
far out of
still
town that by the time we get carry out,
it's
it's like
cold.
it's kind of cold and it looks kind of sad, and you dump it and you
Mid.
think, "Oh, yay, treat." And then you're like three bites in and you're like, "Oh, what have we done?" But that's what I started just keeping, always having ingredients in my pantry for pad thai, because that's what we want when we want takeout. We want pad thai. Everything else, we can pretty much make better versions of ourselves. We make a pretty mean pad thai, and we can make it in 10 minutes so long as we have the ingredients. So,
Okay, so I went grocery shopping yesterday, which, if you're new to the show, is a massive ordeal. Feel sorry for Angela. It's 3 hours round trip. 3 hours round trip to Green Bay. It's Costco, it's Woodman's, it's this little special oil shop that I get my olive oils and balsamics at and everything. And all that to say is, I was, about halfway into it, you're like, oh gosh, this is expensive. And I love condiments, Shay.
Yes, I know.
I
I love them.
love condiments. I love pantry crap. When Nigella
Jars
opens
of
her pantry,
mustard.
I get like hot. I get
Yes.
so excited. I love that kind of stuff. When I go to Paris, I'm like, mustard, salts, like just give me all the groovy Icelandic black volcano salt. I don't care. I want it. And so I was pulling some hot sauce because we're Midwesterners and we like hot sauce on our pizza. And we make pizzas outside on the oven, on Fridays. And I started cringing at the price. And I just thought, Angela, honest to goodness, do not like cut off your nose to spite your face. Spend the $14 on the two bottles of hot sauce because carry out. Because carry out is so expensive. And so I just had to like kind of switch gears yesterday, like buy what you need to have fun in your space and make it
Yes.
sing, because you're gonna spend it anyways.
You're gonna spend it anyways, and you have to cook anyways. It's not like you're actually gonna realistically get takeout every day, which means you're actually going to be in your kitchen doing these things.
Doing the thing.
Oh, I binged Nigella over Christmas. Like,
Oh
her and I
gosh,
had
like
a
old school.
whole affair, her and I. And she, again, total inspiration, old
I
school
love her.
Nigella.
Old
I
school, yeah.
love her. She pulled open, she also had a little under the counter refrigerator and freezer. And she pulled it open and her freezer, and she had all these like little bags of like seeds and nuts and stuff. And I was like, ugh. Mine looks like it belongs in a fraternity house. I mean, it was just like,
I went to visit Aiden today at
oh,
his
bad.
house. Could have gone there.
It was just like loose Parmesan rinds and all kinds of stuff was in the ice tray. The ice tray wasn't working. Juliet had made chocolate and left little chocolate things in there.
Oh,
And
yes.
it was disgusting. So over Christmas break, we take the whole drawer off. Stu fixes the ice maker. I clean it all out. I repackage the stuff, get rid of a bunch of stuff. Like, you kept those old banana, they're 3-year-old brown bananas. I think you can throw them away now.
Shay, I just threw out six bananas yesterday. I'm like, Angela, they're leaking.
I'll just let it go.
Julian makes banana bread. It's his favorite thing to do. And I'm like, and he also eats a massive amount of bananas. I'm like, Ange, talking to myself, like, he'll have more brown bananas within a matter of days.
Yes.
These can go away now.
Yeah. Feed them to your chickens. Let them live
Yeah.
another life.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
When they crack open and start leaking, that is like, that makes you feel pretty bad.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And then when you shove them in the freezer for 3 years instead of just throwing them away when they're already at the leaky point, come on.
I have a
Anyway.
friend here and she runs the food pantry. And a lot of times she'll get so much that she'll just text all the moms and say, you got to come and help out. Well, bananas are like a surplus. So in the fall, like I went and just took a ton of bananas, threw them in the freezer. I'm like, great, Juju can make banana bread till the cows come home. Gross.
Yeah.
Just
Sometimes
stop.
you just gotta let it go. Anyway,
Sometimes you're
the
saying too
freezer is
hard.
clean. The freezer is so
Oh.
beautiful. And I also redid all of my condiment section in my little refrigerator into a little basket. And I'm telling you what, when I look in there and I see my favorite hot sauce and my favorite mustard and my favorite ketchup and my sun-dried tomatoes, it makes me so happy.
That's
Again,
awesome.
you're going to have a fridge with condiments in it anyway. Like, how can you make it sing? It was $0. I needed to clean it. That was the problem. Same with my freezer. And now it can actually function and serve the purpose that it has. So, yes to effort, you know, yes to focus. But to me, it's such a way to bless yourself as the homemaker. Because guess, you know who doesn't care when they open up the fridge and the condiments are all nasty? Pretty much
Everyone
everyone
else.
else.
Everyone else. You don't care about Icelandic volcano salt? What is wrong with you?
You know what? I just, speaking of things no one else cares about in your house, I just added a few small things to Limone, and one of them is a little brass soap dish. Because I don't know what it is about families and soap. They just can't control themselves.
I can't handle it, Shay.
They can't handle it. And they don't care. I do actually really care. I care if the soap is put on the back of the toilet because that's not where it goes. And it's
Yeah.
stuck and you have to like scratch it off. These kinds of small things to me are such sweet ways to encourage yourself in your homemaking and saying, oh yeah, look, I put my laundry detergent in that really beautiful bottle. Now when I go to do laundry, I get to pour it from this beautiful bottle, and that makes me really happy. That's a pleasure point for me.
Yeah.
Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, you know, if you draw the parallel or analogy or whatever, I don't know, to like a cubicle, like, you know, like your typical cubicle world, a big floor full of cubicles and everybody's just sitting there in gray and just doing their thing in their little space. Like, it's uninspiring. Like, if you're a homemaker and you're like, gosh, I can't. This is so boring. This is so uninspiring. Maybe your space is like a cubicle. I mean, maybe you do need to add, like, what, when you're at the mall or when you're shopping or when you're on vacation, what do you see that takes your breath away? And why aren't you bringing that into your world as best you can? In whatever way you can. Like, you wonder why it feels monotonous and gray.
I sent Angela a picture last week. It wasn't of my home. It was of somebody's home that had this bright, look at our, like the color of our shirts today, if you're watching the video, was a bright.
How did we do that?
I don't know. It's really wonderful.
I just got this at the thrift shop. It's handmade. And the person who made it has their own little label in the back.
Oh, I love that. I love
I'm
when
like,
you can
find
those.
Why would you get rid of the sweater? You made it.
She
you
probably
tried
died.
So hard.
She probably
they died.
Died.
They probably did die. I got it at the like the nursing home place, but it's amazing.
Anyway, it was this fantastic green color. And I just told Angela, here is green saving the world.
The world again.
Look at this picture. It makes my heart
like
bounce.
It was the
like,
cover of
bounce.
Like a country living or French
oh,
country
that's
living
right.
or something.
That's
wasn't
what it was.
It? Yeah,
it
the
was
green bookshelves.
Like it was unbelievable. And I'm telling you what, you could actually sometimes even find paint at my like local thrift stores where people are just getting rid of half gallons of this and stuff. And you can. Or you can just go buy a quart, save up, make it happen, and paint your bookshelf a fantastic color that makes you feel joy when you look at it. To me, it's the difference between you're going to go through your daily things and you're going to have to just get things done, or you're going to go through your day and you're going to have to get those same things done because that's life and we're adults. And throughout that day, letting it sing, making it sing, and having these kind of pleasure points along the way, these little pockets of joy that you've kind of baked into your life that bring you pleasure. Jen, our longtime friend Jen from the Madame Chic series, she writes in one of her books about how when she's eating lunch, she will kind of dine herself. So she said, if I'm like her kids go to school, if the kids are at school and I'm home and I've been working all day, I don't just, you know, take down a granola bar.
Grab on the go. Yeah. Okay.
She'll make herself something very simple, but she'll put it on a plate and she'll eat with silverware and she'll pour herself, you know, a nice glass of iced tea. She'll sit down with a magazine or a book and she'll actually just kind of dine with herself for a few minutes. And for her, that was a way of just saying, hey, here's this utilitarian thing that you have to do anyway. Let's make it sing. Let's make it a point of beauty and of restoration for you at this little halfway mark throughout the day. And I think that's really, really important. And look, let's stop and say thank you to some of season 23 sponsors for Homemaker Chic, because we love our sponsors so much. And I think it is not chance that we have lined up with sponsors that hit on all of these points.
No, like all four of them do. Like tick, 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 tick.
Look, we are who we are. There's not much else we can be, okay?
Right?
Who should we thank first, Angela?
Let's thank Tubes & Co.
Okay.
All right, so starting for the season, if you're brand new here, we want you to remember this coupon code for 10% off all season. It's HMC10. And the company is Toups and Co. Toups like soups, NCO.com. And they have something really great going on right now, which I think works fabulous for the new year. And it's the Your Detox Era campaign. I have subscribed to their newsletter, so I'm getting great newsletters from them with ideas on detoxing my world. And it's a year-long initiative to help you swap toxic products for something better.
I
And if you
love,
follow
well, hold
along,
on. I love
okay.
that because
Yeah.
nothing, we don't transform overnight.
No. The year-long aspect you love?
Yes.
Yes, I do too. Because it's not like this pressure, like overhaul your makeup, you know? Yeah. Right now, or you're going to die. No, it's like here's this is a process. Like you're morphing in, you're
You're morphing
slowly
into a
stepping in.
different version
Yeah,
of
person.
yourself.
Exactly.
They do such a good job on Instagram educating. Their newsletters are incredibly full of information as well. So I highly suggest you subscribe to those. But if you follow along on Instagram, there's so much information there. You can just follow them at Toups and Co. All kinds of different tips and tricks too on how to use their products. And I
Okay,
think
but wait, we
Angela.
haven't even said what their products are. We're
Oh.
being super assumptive.
Sorry.
Their products are naturally based skincare and cosmetics. And I'm not talking about like health food store skincare. For those of you that really love your skincare, I'm talking about beautiful serums, top quality creams, and of course, the official lipstick color of the Homemaker Chic podcast, which is red wine, because we are red lips and no denim jumpers here as Homemaker Chic. So yeah, I had to just interrupt you there, Shay,
No,
because
I'm
I'm
glad
like,
that you
wait a
did.
minute, what if they don't even know what we're talking about? Carry on.
Yes. By the way, their reparative serum is so incredibly fantastic, as is their glow serum. I shared this a couple of seasons ago, but I'm currently in my slather era where I'm just like layer. And then another layer, and then another layer. So, those are some products that I would highly recommend. Easy swap outs. If you're just using, drugstore stuff, Tubes and Co. has such incredible ingredients. So, HMC10 for 10% off. Make sure that you check them out and follow them along on Instagram as well, so that you can sort of see different ways that they use their products so that you can learn how to do that as well. And let's also say thank you to American Blossom Linens. I love this new code. Thank you, Janet, for extending a code for us. You can get 20% off your American Blossom Linens sheets and bedding with using the code SING20.
So something Janet wants you all to know about is they have beautiful new quilts.
Really?
Yeah, so if you need a new quilt, if you want to dress your bed, make sure your guest beds are extra cozy, definitely check out their quilts. All their products are manufactured here in the United States, supporting local farms and workers, and their cotton is used. It's sourced only from family-owned farms in West Texas, which is really, really fabulous. If you're new to the show, what Shay and I dress our beds in is the American Blossom Linens. And the reason we do that is because their sheets are like modern vintage. So if that they have that fabulous feel after just a few washings. They get softer with each washing of those vintage linens that you find at estate sales, and they have that durability. So this concept of better, not more, this concept of investing once and then enjoying a really beautiful US-made product is where American Blossom Linens come in. They're crafted to last longer than conventional beddings. Their fabrics are heavier, more substantial. It's the way they weave them. Really, really fantastic. So you can use the code SING20 for a very generous 20% off and visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com.
Okay, let's jump back into the topic and talk about practical ways that we can sort of see this evolving through the season, things that we're
Okay.
going to be talking about throughout the season, and kind of paint the picture for what that could look like in upcoming episodes.
So thanks to you. Well, last year I opened a Substack. And I didn't know what it was until you introduced me to this idea. And I just let the account sit there for the year. And while I was unwell during our break, I thought, you know what? This is my perfect window. And I've written a few posts so far, and it's really fun, beautiful community. But one of the posts I wrote was about my morning routine. And it's definitely changed over the last year. And I love this idea, if we're making it sing this season, of starting our day with a prelude. So some sort of small ritual, like you were saying, Jennifer has with her lunchtime.
I
And just,
love this one.
yeah, making sure that we're starting our day melodically. Is that a word? Melodically, it's a word.
So over the break, I have a friend on Instagram and she suggested kind of her change of pace. She was recognizing she needed a different morning routine as well.
Yeah.
Different evening
Okay.
routine, different morning routine.
So I'm not alone.
No, and
Yeah.
she was just like, it has to be something that's sustainable. Again, it's not like overhaul your whole day.
Right,
It was
right.
just like, how could I maybe step a little gently into the day ahead? And so she made it hers really simple. It was eat yogurt or sauerkraut with every breakfast,
Okay.
and you don't use your phone for 60 to 90 minutes after you get up. Like, you don't pick it up. You don't look at it. You don't browse your email while you're having your morning coffee. You don't check the memes your best friend sent you. Like, your phone does
A
not
truly
exist.
quiet morning, mentally quiet morning.
It does not exist. And simultaneously, as she's saying this, I had another friend say, it's incredible how when you just sit with your morning coffee, let's say, and you say, I'm going to spend 5 minutes really plan, just kind of roughly planning out my day. What are the priorities? What are the immovables for today? What are the movables for today? Where do I really need to make sure that my energy stays focused? Do I have a plan? Do I have what I need for a plan? And all it takes is, 5 minutes of concentrated thinking. That's
Yeah.
it. And then
Yeah.
you get done, you've had quiet time, you've rested, you've woken up. You have a plan forward, and it's incredible what just these teeny tiny little tweaks in the right direction can do. So that'll be a fun one to explore.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that
And I
more.
think, can we just like, we haven't had like a food episode for a while. I just feel like we need to talk about food.
That would be
Okay.
great.
Because there's a lot there, especially when it comes to making it sing. And you and I talked briefly over the break about how we each actually have these little, not necessarily food goals, but maybe some habits that we're trying to create. You were saying wanting to go back to the basics of just reminding myself, here's how you do this simple thing really, really, really well.
Right.
And
Yeah.
I've been wanting to learn to take one ingredient and really make it sing, right? So, like, you can make a broccoli salad and you're like, let's add in mayonnaise and bacon and dried fruits and da 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 da. Like, that's all great. But, like, what about just the broccoli? Like, how do you take that one thing with, like, maybe salt and a little oil and a technique and some lemon juice? And how do you make it perfect? That intrigues me. Anyway.
Cool.
We'll talk about that more.
Okay, so I think we should hit on the home, of course, on our spaces,
Yes.
because that's where we are.
Yes.
When we're doing the
All of the
thing, when we're trying
time.
to sing, we're in our spaces. So just this idea, continued. We've talked about it before, but let's revisit bringing beauty into everyday spaces and freshening them up.
Oh my gosh.
This season is going to bring us right into spring. And everyone's going to start to get the itch here in a few weeks. Right now, a lot of us are just in grayscale, but pretty soon it's going to be like, okay, I need a bouquet of tulips. Okay. And it's that time of year where, like, marketing wise, you go to Target or Hobby Lobby or wherever, and there's little eggs and little cheap moss and little things, and or a wreath, some plastic wreath, and there's this, like, you get desperate for a fix because you just need a fresh space. So let's talk about, like, not choosing that and how to truly freshen up our spaces. It's not just buy stuff for next year's garage sale,
Yes.
and make that sing.
I remember last year getting really upset about the gray. And you said, but it's cozy. You just kind of got to sink into the cozy. And I was like, I'm sick of being cozy.
Right. It is hard. I mean, like, my kids felt it this year too. Like, the second you take the Christmas lights down and like
Yeah.
the
The
twinkly part
cozy.
is gone, you're like, this is just depressing, and in a way, it's challenging. It is challenging,
It
but
really is. It
you
really
gotta figure
is.
out how to get through because this
Yeah.
is where you live.
We have one living space. We have one living room, one family, like what it's there's one room. That's it. So the art's in there, the puzzles are in there, the Legos are in there, the TV's in there, the fireplace is in there, the couches are in there. It's one room. And I've been peeling apart the old layers as I prepare to paint it tomorrow. It's disgusting. I don't understand. For somebody who cares about her home and prides herself in her home and cleans this room faithfully all the time, it's incredible to me how stale things get. And they really do. And I know now that cozy only does so much for me. I think earlier in my design life, I was like, it's like a little British cottage. And then you're just like, that's not where I want to be all the time. It's gray there.
It's great.
So now I'm painting this entire room yellow, which is not everybody's first choice, but it really is this beautiful kind of butter yellow color. For that very reason, like it's to me a color that makes it makes me feel joyful. It genuinely sings. And so when it's gray outside for, a quarter of the year plus, to have pieces in it, to have it colors. Colors are so important. I want to talk about that so much more. I know we can't
Okay.
cover it all today, but
No. What
color. Let's talk about paint
color?
colors.
Let's do.
And
Our little family room is so small. I mean, we have like a fussier room next door, so we have two spaces. But the place where everyone wants, nobody wants to hang out in the piano room. It's like there's a vintage sofa in there, and it's even if we swapped it and made it more like family appealing, nobody's going to want to go in there. Our living room is right off of the kitchen, and that's where people want to be, right? Attached to the kitchen. It can't be bigger than your kitchen, our living room. It's very small. And it's narrow and it's dumb, like the layout's dumb. And there's one window and it's a northern window.
Perfect.
So it's like, wah, wah, wah. It's so sad. I just keep telling Joel every January, I'm like, this room needs skylights. I gotta have skylights. I gotta get skylights in this room. I can't take it. I'm like, they're on Craigslist all the time. People just give them away. Please, can we please get some skylights? Every house up here has skylights because of that, because it's so sad. So.
Well, real fast, I know we're kind of wrapping at least a little bit up here, but before we do, we need to say thank you to Branch Basics because look, this is also the time where we are cleaning. And if you're not, you should be because it's
Way to
true.
shame him, Shay.
You're welcome. You should be. Your house needs you. When spring comes, you want to be able to go outside without any kind of guilt. And you want
Men.
to be able to spread your wings and plant your window boxes and sweep off your porch and clean out your garden beds and take your dog for a walk and do all these wonderful things that you can do in the
Knowing that it's
sunshine.
clean. Yeah.
And you are going to be so happy if you take the time to clean through your house because it will make it sing. It really will. And so use Branch Basics while you're doing that. This is one simple way where all these ordinary tasks that you have to use every day and do every day can be elevated because it's hypoallergenic. It's so clean. And some would say, more importantly, maybe not to everybody, it's effective. Like these cleaners work. They work so well in the bathroom and so well in the kitchen. And here's what's cool, Branch Basics. So you can use the code Homemaker Chic for 15% off of one of their starter kits. What their starter kit is just the cleaner concentrate, and the cleaning bottles, because you dilute the concentrate different based on if you're going to need it in the kitchen, to clean your windows, to clean your bathrooms, or just kind of an all-purpose. Now they've extended that also to their laundry detergent and to them their premium starter kits. And so you can go to Branch Basics. The link is in the show notes. Use the code Homemaker Chic, all one word, for a 15% off, and just be in a place of elevation before you even start the effort of cleaning. I mean, how many times a day would you say that you reach for your Branch Basics bottles in some way?
At least four. Yeah, I keep them. I keep a set upstairs. I keep a set downstairs. Yeah, I mean that. You know, my kids are hard on our oven, and I can clean the top of that with the all-purpose concentrate. You know,
And
meets
it's like it
water. I can't
actually
believe it.
cuts down. It
I
actually
can't
cuts
believe
down
it.
through the
Yeah,
grease.
it's incredible.
Same. Stain cleaning, cleaning your tubs and showers, cleaning your kitchen sink. I even use the concentrate to clean my dishes because it's so much cleaner than like the cleanest dishwasher, dish stuff I can find. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I dilute it and keep a pumper by the sink. Yeah.
See, there you go. Okay.
Absolutely.
So you can visit Branch Basics, use code Homemaker Chic, all one word, for 15% off, and get stocked because we are going to have a cleaning episode. And since you're already in your detox era with tubes, you might as well be
Right.
in your cleaner detox era too with Branch.
Keep detoxing. Okay, so let's talk about this week. So
Okay.
this is week one
Week one.
of season 23. The theme is,
Make it sing.
oh, make it sing. I keep wanting to say let it sing. Pardon me. I think I've let it sing written in my notes. It's make it sing. Sorry about that. So listeners, why not pick one task or a space in your home this week and elevate it to something special? Make it sing. Whether it's, you know, you put the dishes away every day and maybe you need to do something like, I don't know. Maybe you want to take the doors off your kitchen cabinets and paint the inside a different color and then stack your dishes so you can see your accomplishment. You know, I don't know what it's going to be for you, whether it's going to be taking one ingredient like Shay mentioned and learning to elevate it. But why not, let's just pick one thing this week and make it sing. And you know, maybe share that with us over on Instagram. Share your own example of that, your own singing. And you can use the code, or you can use the hashtag Let It Sing
Make it
over on
sing,
Instagram. Make it
Angela.
sing. Just fire
Stop
me.
it.
Just stop. Just start talking. Just
Also,
say, Ange, stop talking.
you should know we haven't forgotten about our Instagram account.
No, we
Angela
haven't.
is
I can't.
locked out.
I'm locked out. Shay's gonna have to take over Instagram. I can't get in.
I
I
can't even
can't.
manage my other Instagram or my other one. I
You're gonna
definitely
have to
can't
help
manage a
me
third.
because I can't. I can't get in. I don't know what it is. It just it's too much to explain here. It's not singing, that's for sure. It's
We're
not
trying to
singing.
make it sing, and sometimes you just,
Right?
you
Like a
can only do
canary.
so much.
Right? But if you do want to get a hold of us and make sure that you do, you can tag, you know, tag us for the show, obviously, but include our personal tags at Parisian Farm Girl and at Shay Elliott, because that way we will be sure
Yeah,
to
that's a
share
good way
them.
to do it for now.
Yeah.
What project, Ange, are you working currently on a project, or kind of do you have a focus for the next little section of time where we're going to be focusing on this? What is it? What is it? What is
Yes,
it?
I do.
Okay,
Right.
tell
So
us.
I leave for Paris with my people. And hello to those of you who are listening. There's 17 of you. So I'm going to be gone for half of April with 17 of you. And so before then, the goal is to get the conservatory floor done. So I have two projects going on right now. I bought a bed off of Amazon and I'm making it over into an antique French bed. I'm tricking it out. I'm going to make it sing. Okay. And then we are taking the wood floors from the huge year-long kitchen remodel last year. We salvaged all the wood floors and we're putting them in the conservatory and they're going to get painted black and white Harlequin. So lots of work, but those are our two projects that are going to take us into gardening season.
You had back in the day at the Richmond house, you had a checkerboard floor, didn't you?
Yeah.
And like,
Yeah, before that. But
it
yeah,
was
I did
before
back in the
that.
day. I had a black and white Harlequin. So Harlequin just means it's a diamond shape, you know, so it's turned. It's not, the squares are turned. Yeah, it's my favorite floor. And so when you and I went to New Orleans, you know, my whole conservatory, the inspiration is that courtyard where we stayed at that mansion in New Orleans. And that courtyard just like moved my soul. That courtyard moved me from the exposed plumbing, which you still, you can see hints of that in my house, to the sink in the Airbnb. So that was a mansion we stayed in. It was broken into multiple Airbnbs. I did my bathroom sink to match that. I loved it.
Because it was sunken down into a dresser, right?
Yep. A blue, that one was blue, mine's green. And then there was a little bathroom in the courtyard, and if you pushed the louver doors open, it had like a black and white little marble floor in there, and the brick and the moss and the plants and the tropical. And I just like, oh, I loved it. So finally, I've been, you know, I'd started the, I think we did the conservatory brick like 3 years ago, and now finally, I was never gonna buy wood flooring. So it was just like this long process, finally redoing the tile and saving the wood, and now it's getting repurposed. So can't wait.
Oh my gosh. Can you
I'm so excited.
the real time pace of projects is like watching grass grow. You're like, "Hey guys, come along as I redo my floor." And then
No. I actually saw like UK Country Living or UK House and Garden, UK Home and Garden. They are actually starting, I'm gonna totally rip this off from them. They're starting to use the term slow decorating. Because they're like, it's true. It's, you know, it's like what we try to show on our channel. It's like, it doesn't take one episode. It doesn't take 2 episodes. It takes a half a year. It takes 9 months. It's
5 years.
slow.
For context on my living room, I painted one coat of paint on the ceiling 9 years ago.
Yeah, see?
9 years it's taken me to get around to actually painting the ceiling. Like it was, I basically kind of did like a primer to cover the color that it was. 9 years. And here we are. And 9 years of growing and evolving and having the right inspiration. And when you find something like that, you'll know it. It's like, you're like, that's it. That's what I've
Yeah.
been looking for. And it could be a recipe, it could be an outfit, it could be a paint color, like that. It could be music where you're like, I was made to listen to this album.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So it like it hits in all kinds of different ways, but I cannot wait to see you finish that floor. That's going to be
It's
so,
gonna be so
it's going to be
great.
so good.
And then my bird seed that my birds flick out, you know, birds are so messy. It won't land on my workspace in the basement because we have holes in the floor, you know, slats in the floor. I can't wait for stuff to stop falling through my house. I can drop a piece of jewelry in my bedroom and just be like, look out below. It'll go all the way to the basement. So, yeah.
One of our really big projects this year, I did a YouTube video on this last week because I had mentioned that we are going to tarp the vegetable garden this year, minus two big beds for like just fresh veg consumption.
Yeah.
And people were like, I liked you better when you were a gardener. Like, that's the only reason I follow you. Blah, 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 blah. One person goes, you've been living in a liberal state for way too long. It's just like, I just want to take a year off. What is your problem? But
You're not going to mow down the David Austins.
no, they just mean
I know, I
I'm
know, but
just
like,
the
I liked you
vegetable
better.
garden. Oh, it's so funny. So then I have to do a video that's like, you guys, I'm not saying I'm not going to garden. I have 2 acres of flower gardens that I have to tend to. I have half an acre I still need to just landscape, like roughly landscape. And I'm still going to have fresh vegetables. So, oh, sorry. That's my niece trying to FaceTime Juliet.
I know that happened to me too earlier in the show.
No quit. And so I was just trying to explain to them, like, no, we're just sort of, sectioning this piece off and we're gonna still be gardening, but we're gonna have to be prioritizing something like this. Part of which is, when this is what I explain, is we're actually trying to eat through all the stuff we've already preserved. Like, I have so much sauerkraut. I have so much jardinera. Like, we have been richly blessed. We need to eat
Yes.
all this food so that we can actually get our root cellar cleaned out so that we can put a floor down in our root cellar, which is dirt. You know, so I buy all those beautiful volcano salts and put them in my pantry shelves in the root cellar, and then they get slowly covered with dirt because it's a dirt floor and people are kicking it up all the time, right? And so, like, again, we've been in this house for 9.5 years. We're just for the first time being able to turn our attention to that project. And so these things take so much time, so much insight, so much inspiration. And like the perfect combination of a little bit of time and a little bit of money to make it happen. So you can
Energy.
imagine
And then
energy.
working around the garden schedule, if you're raising
Absolutely.
livestock, working around lambing or calving or whatever. Oh, good gracious. It's so much. It's so much. Okay, so we're going to make it sing this season. And we want to remind you that doesn't mean perfection. It's just about bringing your unique beauty and creativity in your home. And we're going to have a great, great time.
We need this. I love how our podcast themes always line up with exactly what we need. Maybe that's because we choose
Maybe. It's just us.
That's true.
Right.
All right, ladies, we're so glad to be back with you. We'll be back here with you again next Monday, making it sing. Cheers.
Cheers.